And here's what they did while they were there. The church celebrated success. They brought the church together to celebrate all that was going on. You know, that's something I think that we need to do more of. Every day, we get an opportunity to see people come to Christ, to see homes strengthened, to hear these testimonies on the radio. If that doesn't move you, I don't know what will. We need to celebrate this more of what God is doing. Amen?
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Andy Carlson, a best-selling author and your advocate for the family. Today is the final session for Dr. Randy's five-part series, Pursuing a Dream Worth Finding. Now, to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right, thank you much. We're live here in our Intentional Living broadcast studio. You hear me talk about broadcast studio and teaching studio. Well, we're probably 20, 30 yards apart. I'm in this enclosed, quiet room with Stephen over there in the control room. But when I teach, I'm over in our teaching studio with staff and community people who are coming in, and that's always a lot of fun. So we like to bring some of that teaching in to share with you during the program. Yeah, because I believe ultimately, as we hear God's word and we see the application, hear the application for our life, that is transformational. And so we're going to wrap up this series, five-part series on pursuing a dream worth following today. We'll get to it in just a moment. It's from the book of Acts. If you have your Bible, you're welcome to join us as we go through this today. Just before we begin this, however, today's the end of the trail for September, isn't it? As we always say, 30 days has September, April, June, and November. That's the way I learned. So we're at the end of the month, and the early registration cutoff for the Thrive Conference for Families and Business, we set an early bird discount deal, and that's today. And so the price pops up tomorrow. So we're encouraging you to get registered today. It's going to be at Grand Canyon University coming up in about 3 weeks now on October the 26th. And I'll tell you, this lineup, Jerry Colangelo alone, this guy's a legend. He's going to come. I get a chance to interview him, and you're going to hear his story of his journey, of his faith, and what's made a difference in his life. Kevin Lehman's going to bring a lot of humor, but, you know, at his stage, at 70 years old, Kevin Lehman is a leader of a family business, starting a family business, and it's growing. It's just exploding. He's going to tell you the story, and his daughter and son-in-law will be there. Rick and Holly Beatenbow, largest home builders in West Texas, are going to share their story. I get to speak. Brian Mueller, president of Grand Canyon University. You can stream this thing online, by the way, if you live, you know, on the other side of the planet and can't be there. Or come live to Phoenix, okay? Anyway, this is it. We want you to get registered today. So hurry over to the website, theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click events. We also have a direct address. Takes you to the same spot. All roads lead not to Rome, they lead right to the registration page for the Family Business Conference. FamilyBusinessConference.com. FamilyBusinessConference.com. Okay? All right, let's begin wrapping up this series today, Pursuing a Dream Worth Following. You know, I'm at a stage, and I understand, I'm at a stage where I can probably look at things differently than others can, and I understand that, but the reality is, at the end of the day, what has God called you to? And I say to every listener, every viewer, every team member who's supporting this ministry, God has gifted you in a certain area. Build on your strengths. What has God called you to do? If you're a pastor, you be the best pastor you can be. You know, there are some pastors who are great teaching pastors and not so good at shepherding the flock. There's some men who can teach the word, but they're not necessarily good with people. And there's others who are really good with people but may not be so good at teaching Scripture. And we all have different strengths and weaknesses. This makes sense? Am I hitting something that makes sense? And we see here in this church that instead of the apostles doubling down and saying, we're just going to work harder, they said, hey, find seven men who can do this well. Because this is what we're doing. This is what God's called us to do. Go do that. Boy, what a great organizational lesson for us today, staying focused on what's most important. Now, just two more in this lesson, then we'll wrap it up. Acts chapter 14. There are many, by the way. I could have had a list of about 20, but I just came down to a list of eight things here that I think are applicable. Acts chapter 14. starting with verse 26. From there, we're talking about Paul and Barnabas now. Paul's now been saved. He's come to Christ. And we see here Paul and Barnabas. From there, they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work which they had completed. And when they had come and gathered the church together, the scripture says, they reported all that God had done with them and that he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. So they stayed there a long time with the disciples. Here's the picture. They'd been there, they'd ministered, they'd established the church. They'd gone away, and now they were on their way back. And here's what they did while they were there. The church celebrated success. They brought the church together to celebrate all that was going on. You know, that's something I think that we need to do more of. Every day, ladies and gentlemen, staff, we get an opportunity to see people come to Christ. How many people on the planet would love to be at a place where they can see someone come to Christ every day? Maybe not only one, but by the dozens. To see homes strengthened, to hear these testimonies on the radio. If that doesn't move you, I don't know what will. We need to celebrate this more of what God is doing. Amen? I mean, we are in a place where we have an opportunity in our small part of the kingdom work that God's given us to see people come to Christ, to see people choose to live intentionally in Christ, to see a marriage saved, to see a child give their life to Christ, to see a mom who's lost a baby encouraged by the music that they hear or something they've attended, to come to one of our conferences and see a person make a decisive new course direction in their life as far as how they're going to live their lives. This is the stuff that makes life worthwhile, and we need to celebrate that more often. Man, when you guys get letters in, you should be waving them. We should go down the hallway and say, "You should let me read this for you." Or hit the all page button and say, "Hey, let me just read this one paragraph of this letter." Wouldn't that encourage you? Someone just got saved. Amen. That's why we're here. This is passionate. And Paul and Barnabas bring the church together and they celebrate what's going on.
In a moment, Dr. Randy Carlson continues today's teaching, Pursuing a Dream Worth Finding. This is part of Dr. Randy's September teaching series on personal goal setting. Find out more about the series and how you can receive a copy of this complete teaching or all the teachings for the entire month at theintentionallife.com or call during West Coast business hours 1-888-888-1717 and press option 4.
When the late business philosopher Jim Rohn started his career, he was broke and didn't have a clue about how to be successful.
Welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Here's Rod Robinson, your intentional stewardship coach.
2 weeks after starting a new job, his boss asked to see his list of goals. I don't have any, Jim said. His boss sighed. If you don't have a list of goals, he replied, I can guess your bank account within a few $100s. He guessed right, Jim said. But Jim never went another day without setting goals. Nehemiah, the great Old Testament leader who rebuilt Jerusalem, was a goal setter. He saw a need, God gave him a vision, he prayed earnestly, made plans, set ambitious goals, and then, the Bible says, he worked with all of his heart. And you could do the same, and you must, as you become the radical steward God wants you to be. For Intentional Living, I'm Rod Robinson.
For more information and inspiration, go to theintentionallife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, inviting you to the Thrive Conference for Families and Business coming to Grand Canyon University in Phoenix on October the 26th. Register early to assure seating for you and your family. You know every day your faith, your family, your future, and your finances are at stake. And at the Thrive Conference, you're going to gain a lot of encouragement for you and your family. Register today at familybusinessconference.com. That's familybusinessconference.com.
Today's teaching from the Intentional Living Center is available to you with our thanks for your gift to the ministry. The teaching includes not only what you heard on the radio today, but all sessions for this entire study. Just go to theintentionallife.com to find out more. You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Now, let's get back to Dr. Randy in the teaching studio at the Intentional Living Center.
Then one last thing. As we go to celebrating results is encouraging, but in Acts chapter 15, verse 36, this is the last one. This is the beginning of the second missionary journey. And of course, you're going to see here, we won't read it, but this is where there was a division between Paul and Barnabas. They had their big disagreement, which is a whole nother study on within organization. What do you do when you have major disagreement? Well, they divided and conquered. They divided and multiplied. They divided and reached more people than ever, which is another message in itself. But in verse 36 of Acts 15, it says, "Then after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, 'Let us now go back and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they're doing.'" See, the last one was, let's go and celebrate. Now they want to go back and see what's going on. This is a great business principle if you have a dream. This is true in your families. This is true in your businesses. Here's the key. Leadership followed up for results. They wanted to see what was going on. They didn't just start the church and leave them and say goodbye. They were getting back in the ship. You talk about today we get online and we could do it on telephone. They got on the boat. They went. They got the church. They wanted to find out what was going on. You know, this is a great business principle. One of the things we talk about in leadership, many times we'll develop a program or we'll develop an activity or do an event or whatever. But one of the things that as an organization that I know the leadership is more cognizant of is to be able to go back and measure for these results. You start the church, hey, it's great to have all these numbers. You know, we've got 40 radio stations and we're covering 17 million people and we have a 500,000 listeners. But what are the results? What difference is it making? Let's go back to the church and find out what they're doing. Did they dry up and blow away? Are they there? Are they growing? How can we encourage them? John Maxwell, I think, makes the statement that's been made by many, I'm sure, but I've heard him say, what gets measured gets done. Isn't that true? Let me say, this is a great principle in your family, too. Like with your kids or your grandkids and they don't get the homework done, you know, and you want to get in their case and you're arguing with them, you got to get your work. What gets measured gets done. When you're done with your homework, come and I'll just check it off. I'm not going to remind you. I'm not going to get on your case. We'll measure it. The stuff that you measure will be the things that get done in your life. If you measure your weight, right? That's because you're working on that, right? Or if you measure your financial investments, if that's a priority, if you're measuring your spiritual growth in the workplace, are you measuring progress on projects and things? But Paul and Barnabas, or Paul and Silas, we're going to go back and get the updates on what's going on in the church. And I think for us as an organization, in any dream, if you don't measure it and you don't follow up, then you kind of move on and there's not success. Now, like I said, there's much more in the book of Acts. I took the principles that I read here. This is an amazing book. I don't know if you've sat recently and just read the book of Acts. It's an amazing book to see what God did. And one verse, you have this amazing fear of God. In the next verse, you have the stupidity of disobedience and disloyalty. And you have all of this laid out in the book of Acts. Because it's so human. The thing I love about the Bible is that this is so human. That's one of the things that, to me, makes the Bible real, is that you wouldn't write it this way if you were trying to make something up. This is real. I mean, these are just real people, real stories. This is a real organization. We got a glimpse today of the very early days of this thing called the church, the New Testament church. And of course, this was God's. I mean, the church is the church, and God did the blessing. This is not a man-made institution, please. I'm being clear on that. Anything that we do, if it's outside of God's blessing, is going to be just simply a man-made activity. And these principles will work. But if we want God's blessing, we need to
practice what the disciples did. And I think they started on the first day with the right thing. They were continually in prayer and in breaking bread together and really hearing the doctrine, the apostles' doctrine, hearing the teaching of Jesus Christ. And my challenge for us and for all of our members who are receiving this, and for those who have received the CD and you're listening to it, I would ask you to take those eight things we've talked about and think about it in the practical terms of your life and your marriage and your family, starting with getting back to the basics. Life is not that complicated if we get back to the basics. And the book of Acts gives us a lot of great insight in how to pursue that dream that God has placed in your heart. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this time. I know there's so much inadequacy in my words to share what I'm sure is much richer truth than I can even comprehend. I just pray that something that was said today will be a light switch in our heart to think about, you know, what is it that you have for us and how we can learn from these men and women in the first century to help us see that those principles that worked then work today. Thank you for the opportunity to be together as a staff. Thank you for every supporter of this ministry, for every man and woman that stands with us. Thank you for the privilege of doing this together. Go with us now, I pray in Christ's name. Amen.
We're back here live in our Intentional Living broadcast studio. After the final prayer, wrapping up a 5-day series as part of the overall series on goal setting, this on pursuing a dream worth following. Boy, my passion, my heart for you, and Intentional Living's goal is to help you really know Christ personally. By the way, Intentional Living is not about working your way into God liking you more. Okay? This is not at all about, hey, be intentional and you're going to get a better spot, you know, in heaven. That's not the goal here. The goal here is we are saved as a result of God's grace through faith. That's it. Bottom line. He's never going to love you more because you're more intentional. Just like a parent. You know, you're not going to love your kids more because they, you know, they put their shoes away at night. But you know what? When they put their shoes away at night because they love you and they love the family, that means something, doesn't it? And so when we choose to live intentional in our life, positive things happen in our relationships, our family, our faith, every area of life. And I want you to come and be a part of this. When you become a monthly member of Intentional Living, you're going to receive this series plus everything I've taught on personal goal setting over the last several weeks, over 2 hours of teaching to say thank you for your support. And then every month, a brand new teaching. Become a monthly member. Join us. God bless you for doing that. Find out more at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. All right. Just before we get to some callers standing by, first I want to share with you a story about a dream realized by Gene in Arizona, who called a couple weeks back when we started this personal growth setting series. Take a listen.
Hi, this is Gene from Arizona. I would like to share our dream that my wife and I, we're in agreement that we need to serve the Lord, and we would like to serve the Lord in the ministry of the homeless. But as it turned out, you know, we prayed about it, and the Lord does say that if you submit yourselves to Him, He'll give you the desires of your heart. Well, we really would like to be in some kind of a ministry, and we were hoping it would be homeless ministry, but as it turned out, we were called to another ministry. It was a mission to bring the word and to minister to the San Carlos Apache Indian Reservation. We are just so blessed to be a part of that ministry. So the Lord did give us the desire of our heart, and we are serving Him. But it's always very important that, you know, wife and husband or the family is in agreement. And when we're in agreement and we pray as one, the Lord will hear us. I'd like to thank Dr. Randy Carlson for his program, and I listen to it quite frequently. I'm Gene from Arizona. Thank you.
What is it that fuels your passion? What is it that you're kind of sitting on? You got a personal passion. You believe it's from God. You really have prayed about it. You sense it's from God. but it's on pause right now. And sometimes that's okay. It needs to be on pause. The timing may not be right. Just because you have passion doesn't mean you should always jump in. Sometimes you have a wait. You have other priorities, other issues, other things that need to be done, other commitments that need to be taken care of. Life is a process. It's not all completed in a moment. I didn't go back to school till I was 33. Didn't finish my doctorate till I was 48. The fulfillment of some of these dreams come at different stages in life, and that's okay. But what is it? Maybe you have a personal passion that's on pause right now. Brittany's in Tulsa. Hi there, Brittany.
Hi.
Hi. What's your passion?
Well, I have always had this heavy burden to start a home for, like, abused and neglected children.
Well, Brittany, what's keeping you from doing it? Well, I mean, why don't you act on it?
I don't know the next step to take.
Yeah, okay. What do you think the next step is?
I don't have any idea. I've been volunteering with organizations that help abused and neglected children so I can just get involved in some way.
Now, why do you feel you need to start one instead of going to work with one that's already going?
Well, because in my area, there's not really a faith-based one. They rehabilitate children, you know, physically and emotionally, but I really want to focus on spiritual side of things, too.
Now, are you acquainted with a program somewhere in the country that's doing that in another area?
No.
Okay. My guess is there are. Have you done research online? Have you looked, Googled? Have you studied? Have you talked to people in the field to find out if they can give you names or references of any groups?
No, but that's a good idea. That's a place to start.
See, Brittany, listen. Intentional living is this. We live today the way we want to become tomorrow. In Christ, period. And I hear what you say over and over and over. I don't know where to start. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do next. Overwhelmed because you have this idea of have a home to help children of neglect and abuse. And that's a great passion. But you say, I don't have any funding. I don't have any experience. I don't know where to start. And we talk ourselves out of it. And it may be that God will close the door. That's okay. But I think what I would do, Brittany, and for everyone listening, you got to start with the first step. I would say I'm going to take the next 3-4 weeks, do research, come up with a list of groups in the country that may be doing this, write for their material, get online, study their website, talk to their directors, find out what kinds of things they're doing, maybe fly and go visit what they're doing, spend some time. And I would do homework. This is really what we're talking about, doing the homework that'll bring you up to speed so you can get a better feel of, is this what I want to do or not? See, am I really equipped to do this or not? Not every passion needs to be developed. Not every passion is going to fly, see? And so it comes down to not only knowing the passion, but then doing your homework. That's part of being intentional. Kathy's in Florida. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to Intentional Living.
Thank you.
Hi. What's a passion you're thinking about today?
Well, I actually have started this passion in it. I raised both my kids at home, home mother. I didn't go to work.
Yeah, we call them mothers.
Okay. And then I ended up with 5 granddaughters, kind of ended up the same way, helping out with my grandkids. And then my husband got a new job, and we moved about 100 miles away, and I just felt like my whole life was just in shambles.
All right, so your kids are grown. You've been investing in other people. You get moved, and all the things that you identified with as your purpose went away.
Exactly. My whole life completely fell apart. We started attending a church over here where we live now, and they have a school that goes from age 2 to 12 years. It's a Christian school.
Right.
And I was offered a job with a 2-year-old. I turned it down because it was just going to be too much effort. Didn't think I could do it. And God didn't leave me alone about it. And God didn't leave our pastor alone about it. And I have been teaching now for about a month and a half. And I'm going to school for it. I'm 53.
Good for you.
It is just the best thing I have ever done in my life. I just feel like I am just so much to live for now.
All right, let's rewind this thing here. You move, all of a sudden, you have this feeling, you have this sense that you should be more involved in the lives of children. Your pastor does the same thing. And then you kind of push it away at that point, if I hear you right.
Yeah. I was depressed. I was under a lot of depression because of leaving my family, my kids,
right.
Grandkids. I had very bad depression.
All right. So if you would have stopped right there, where would you be today?
Oh, I was sleeping till 3:30 in the daytime. And This is not me. I don't do this. I think I was getting physically ill. I don't know where I would be right now. I would not be in very good shape. I know that.
So acting on this passion, which it sounds like that you've prayed about it, you really feel it's of God, was what really brought you out of that?
Oh, definitely.
Huh.
Definitely.
So how's your day today?
Oh, it's fantastic. I had 7 2-year-olds, and we just had a blast.
Oh.
So
oh.
Had a good time.
I'm depressed hearing that. Good for you, Kathy. Stay at it, my dear. That's a great calling.
Thank you so much.
And again, that's the point, too. Not everybody's calling a 2-year-old. Some of you moms who are right in the middle of 2-year-olds are thinking, hello? Yeah, it's perspective. So much of this is perspective.
Hi, Dr. Randy. This is Karina. I just have been intentional in the last few days. You can't just stay on your usual routine and ignore all that's happening around you. You really have to do what Paul said and put others first. You know, you really have to slow yourself down and say, Lord, my agenda is thus and so. What's your agenda? If we can just focus our eyes on someone else and put them first so that we're meeting their needs a little at a time, in big ways and small ways. You know, we have a window of opportunity so often with people, and we're so busy. Our lives are so frantic. We're running so fast. We often miss that small opportunity, and it's those impressions we leave on people for lifetimes, some of them, because we weren't there, or we did feel a need, and we did prioritize and make them, you know, our focus and our attention.
Boy, a lot of truth in what she shared, isn't there? Thank you for sharing that. As we wrap up this series on pursuing a dream worth following again, it's available as you come and join us in monthly support. God bless you. Thank you for standing with us. I'll give the address in a moment. Two things I have to say in the last minute as we wrap up today. Starting in the month of October, we've got a brand new series. Throughout the month, we're going to really be focusing on parenting. The importance of parenting and how to be a good parent, and how to be a single mom or dad, and how to make your marriage work, and how to be the parent that God intends for you to be. And we're going to be doing teaching that came from my live event, Parents Night Out Conference. And we've got a really special offer coming up as well. We'll talk about that in October. Secondly, here at the end of September, on this 30th day, a reminder, the early registration opportunity for the Thrive Conference for Families and Business today as we wrap up September, a great time to go to the website and get registered, theintentionallife.com. Click events, theintentionallife.com or familybusinessconference.com. All roads lead to the same spot. Get registered. All the information's there for you. We'll see you next time. God bless you right here from Intentional Living.